Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Reveal. Tonight is a very special night. I know I say that a lot, but this is a really, really cool treat for everyone. We're so honored to have our guest on tonight. I mean, we were just on the call behind the scenes right now and have already received so much. So I know you guys are going to want to stay the whole night just listening. And also to the replay, you can also hear everything at reveal.leonca, which is my name, LYANCA.com/live. And the replay for tonight's show will also be there too. So hi, tell everyone, Deborah, who we have on tonight and what we've got going on. One thing before that, though, remember we have everyone muted. You are muted to raise your hand. You just simply press star 2 to let us know you have a question. And Deborah, what's going on tonight?
Wow. Oh, welcome everyone out there in Reveal Land. Boy, do we have someone to reveal to you tonight. And like Leonca said, he started the moment he got on the phone with us and has already put us in amazement and wonder. And we're loving it. Tonight, we have someone that I've been following for many years. It is such an honor for me to interview him. And I know that you're going to enjoy his wonderful, gentle spirit, and yet he's powerful in what he knows. Hans Christian King is with us tonight. He is a true modern-day mystic, absolutely. He is a direct voice medium and a metaphysics expert. He specializes in channeling and spirit communication. His ability to communicate with the spirit realm and work in partnership with his guidance has helped more than 55,000 clients in readings over the past 55 years. He's gifted with the rare ability to bridge the gap between the physical and the spiritual worlds. Hans literally walks in both worlds. A very important part of his work is devoted to providing comfort to those who have lost loved ones as he brings them powerful and personal messages from the other side. He also teaches a wide range of classes, including an intensive series of intuitive development classes, and I know he also teaches business as well, which we're going to get into that tonight. Hans believes that everyone is born with intuitive gifts, and he's deeply committed to his mission of teaching others how to discover their own connection to spirit. He's a gifted medium with a lifetime of experience, and Hans has appeared on so many radio and television shows. He has his own weekly radio show, Guidance for Your Life, Wisdom for Your Soul, and he speaks with extraordinary compassion on a deeply personal level that you'll see tonight and people have across the world and have all fallen in love with his simple yet powerful message. And with that said, thank you, and welcome, Hans, to Reveal.
Gee, I didn't even know who you were talking about there. I was a bit flowery. I suppose that's me. Well, thank you, and I want to say how much I appreciate it, and I look forward to being on the show. And I know we're going to have a good show. People are going to enjoy it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, to get things started off, you know, I would love to hear how you really got started. I mean, how did spirit come to you? How did you begin to hear and to know and to trust, Hans?
Well, that question has been asked of me an awful lot, and it's a good question, except I never got started. And I know this sounds kind of crazy. For me, it just always was. So that when I was a little boy, say 2, 3, 4 years of age, I can remember telling people things because I would see this lady and she would come and say, would you tell my daughter I love her to remind her that I love her and she's going to get through this little temporary crisis. She'll be okay and I'm watching out after her. Well, I was 3 or 4 years old, and I could hardly articulate that. But when I gave it to the lady, she broke down and started to cry. And then I thought I had done something bad. And so I was reluctant to give any more messages, but I did anyway, because they always came with love and compassion. And then when I was about 6, 7, 8 years of age, this wonderful man came to me, Native American man, and said, please follow me. And I was in my bed, and I was very, very frightened in the beginning. And then this light around, just this beautiful, the room lit up, and I went off with this man. He just literally floated up, and we just went away into the universe. And I went there every night for many years, and later I would understand that to be what was called the Akashic Record. And it's from that traveling and doing that that, like I say, it just really always was from early consciousness. And it started, and then when I was up to about 12 years of age, I started working. And so this actually now will be my 60th year of
wow.
giving readings. And it's been phenomenal. It's been utterly phenomenal to see how people's lives change and are affected by love and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a very young man, Spirit said to me once, remember always, son, that truth is simplicity itself.
Mm-hmm.
And try to stay in that boundary of truth and everything will work for you. And it has. It has. It's been a terrific opportunity for me, and I'm grateful when I look out at the people who have been helped by this, by these loving people in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. You know, our topic tonight is spirituality in the new economy, and you know, I think that is such a good timing now, because there, you know, there is such unrest, and so many people, you know, are concerned financially, and so, I mean, what do you just have to say about this, you know, spirituality in this new economy? I mean, what do you think about that now?
Well, I want everyone to know they can't go back and recreate what they had. That's not going to happen. But you don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to have happen is the beginning of the understanding of who you are. And people have this thing they say, I want to be successful. When you say that to Spirit, you're saying, I'm not successful. And those words are incorrect. Because to Spirit, you always are successful.
Right.
And when you tap back into that remembrance of the spiritual being you are in the human form, like the Christ said, learn to be in the world, but not of it. We train our people to be of it. So if you want to be successful, be success itself. Even
mm-hmm.
if you don't have 5 cents, even if you're $100,000 in debt and $30,000 overdrawn at the bank, it has nothing to do with you. You
mm-hmm.
need to become successful yourself, because nothing you're ever going to do in this lifetime will ever make you better for God than you already are.
Wow.
All that stuff that's out there that you want to do is for the ego. It's to be recognized.
Yeah.
It's to be seen.
Yeah.
Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
if you say, I am a successful person, Hans, I would like the experience of having a Rolls Royce or living in Beverly Hills, Spirit has zero problem with that. So long as you're not trying to do that to
right.
make yourself feel better about who you are. So we have a habit in our country of growing our children away from who they are. I've been saying this for years, and I can hear some of my staff say, oh, there he goes again. But it's the truth. We actually grow our children away from who they are and then have the audacity to tell them if they do this, that, and such, and they get this education, that they could be somebody someday. They already are somebody in God's eyes. And
mm-hmm.
in God's eyes, they are perfect.
Right.
So growing with your children into who they are is how we need to educate people.
Mm-hmm.
Not what we think they should be in order to be safe.
Right.
I know that's a lot to put in your mind.
No, actually, it's really beautiful, and it's such a nice. I mean, I can feel my body relax hearing you say that.
Yes.
I can feel myself breathing when you say that, because I think, you know, there's so many people when you say success, or you know, when you're looking at, you know, being financially, you know, successful, we, you know, take that on as you know, it's who we are. You know, if we're financially successful,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we have the money, then we're successful. If we don't have the money, we're not successful. And
mm-hmm.
somehow we just take that in internally and
make it us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Make it who we are.
Yeah.
Well, everything that we do, kids, every day we turn the TV on or listen to radio, they talk about the fact we're not quite good enough yet. You understand?
Yeah,
you
it makes me laugh because, yes.
Our bodies aren't good enough. Our clothes isn't aren't good enough. Oh, well, we can upgrade our car eventually. We'll upgrade our home eventually. And there is nothing in the universe you can do today to make you better for God than who you already are.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a God would we pray to who says, oh, listen, when you better yourself, I'll love you more? That's
yeah, when you get that when you get that Cadillac, I'll love you a little more.
Well, yeah, hello, no, it doesn't work like that. We are just baby angels having a human experience because we chose to experience some lessons we wanted to work on. That's all. There's nothing we're going to do that we ever get to keep, ever. And when I asked Spirit once what was the bottom line in life, they said, how you loved and how you allowed yourself to be loved is all there is, son.
How you loved and how you
and
allowed
how you
yourself.
Allowed yourself to be loved.
You know, I'm taking
allowed.
Notes, Hans. Yeah.
But that's it. And let's run what would be in a human, a worst case scenario. Let's say nobody shows up to love you. Who cares? Because God does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the God force loving you and you loving the God force back that brings you the peace and serenity you're really looking for. No one is your other half. No one is your better half. You are enough for God. Yes, of course, you want to share your experience of being in that with another person. Oh, of course you do.
Yeah.
But it's not required. It's not required.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the greatest person you're ever going to know in your entire life.
Right.
No one is ever going to love you more than you. No one's ever going to spend more time with you than you. No one's ever going out for dinner more with you than you. You are enough for God. When you recognize that and you come to that wholeness and that completeness inside, then Spirit opens the door to wonderful relationships to share that with.
Beautiful. You know, you mentioned, a moment ago about, how we, choose to come and experience things. And why do you think, at this point in time, so many of us have chosen to experience the challenge of the whole financial piece, since that's what the topic is tonight? I mean, why have
it's
so many of us?
It's perception. Now, just hold on a minute. It's perception.
Okay.
Now, during the recession, I lost about 73% of my income.
Mm.
And what I did was say to Spirit, okay, I get this is happening. Because I was saying to people, get out of the stock market. I was telling them to get out of variable rate loans and all of that about 2 years before the recession. And what happened for me was, here we have a lesson. What's in this lesson? And what it comes back down to is all old souls have one primary lesson, and that lesson is self-esteem or the value of their own soul. And both of you girls are old souls. So the appearance of loss for you would be quite large. But if you will sit down and remember that whenever they close the door, they open a window, so that there's a lesson in this. I have a lady friend of mine who's 102 years old now, Alexandra. And whenever she was slammed, she was a multimillionaire, and one day she woke up and she didn't have but $700 to her name. Lost her home, lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to a friend of mine, I wonder what the lesson in this is for me today. Maybe I'm already enough. Maybe I'm all I need. Within several years, she had built that back up to $400 million from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was already enough. But there are times we go through life where it looks like we're not going to make the rent. It looks like we're not going to make the car payment or get the taxes paid. But have you noticed that somehow we always come through?
Yeah.
Always. No matter how bad it looks, always. No matter, you know, I've had wonderful clients of mine been major stockbrokers and have them living in their cars in the streets of Santa Barbara, you know, but
mm-hmm.
never gave up, never went into the downward spiral that says, this is how I'm going to stay. They knew this was only a temporary landing place. And that old adage that the sun will come out tomorrow is true, because it will. All of these things that are going on right now, if you're somebody who's wanting to go into business, shift your consciousness that you're not trying to regain what you lost. None of that is important. What's important is
right.
this new you. And we know, again, that energy follows thought. And when you shift your consciousness and start talking about your new business, start to get excited about it, then spirit begins to present the doors. Joseph Campbell made it very clear. He says, when you finally get it, when you finally hear it, doors appear where suddenly there, you know, where there were no doors.
You made me cry already.
That's usually what happens. But we have this, you know, as little angels, when we're in the human form, we have this need to be protected by the father figure. You know,
yeah.
We have this need for God to come in and rescue us. But if we stop for just a moment and we say, I already know that God is rescuing me, I'll get through this. Remember, everything that comes into your life is on the way out. It's only passing through. Nothing ever stays. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we lose people. Sometimes someone that we have loved very much has to go home. But I always say to everyone, remember something. That person didn't go anywhere you're not. So you'll see that person again. You'll hug that person again. You'll be with that person again. And as far as losing a home, there'll be another home. Just you
right.
watch and see. If you believe, but if you run the scenario, I'll never get any credit again because I lost my credit, then that's exactly what you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn that around and say at the appropriate time, God will not only present the house, but present the credit. So going into new business is about totally believing that it already is. Not of wanting it to be. When you say I want, it means that that's a negative. You're adding a negative thought to a positive concept. When you say, I am, all of the situation turns around for you. I have seen girls, the most amazing people, start from nothing in this new economy and turn themselves into something really wonderful. And what they do is really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at your history as a template for your future.
That's a tweetable, Lianca.
Got it.
Get on there, girl. Get it going. But that's it. Don't look at your history as a template for your future, because it isn't. You know, I have a little quote on my website, and it says, we don't live life. We live our reaction to life.
Oh, my gosh, Hans.
And that was given to me directly from Spirit. We don't live life. We live our reaction to life. We miss our life entirely. I'm sitting here in my home in Palm Springs, and I'm looking outside, and there's a lovely lawn, and there's about 25, 30 roses. I know Jennifer's listening to me. She loves the roses. She's taking some beautiful
mm-hmm.
pictures of them. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what life is.
Mm-hmm.
The roses. Beyond that are palm trees. There's a jacaranda tree with purple flowers. We miss life every day because we're so doggone busy looking at the illusion that we have created and that others have created. That's all. It's just a giant illusion. We're in our illusion. Somebody else is in their illusion. You know, I say to people, can you name me anything in your life that's going on that you didn't create?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really tough subject to look at.
Right.
But we are exactly who. I have a wonderful hero named Dr. James Allen, a British medium. And he said in his book, As a Man Thinketh, that they themselves are makers of themselves. It's the hardest thing I've ever tried to teach anyone to learn. It's really tough. So people going into business right now, if you don't have a dime, not a dime to your name, it doesn't matter. Have the intention. That's the key. Spirit will provide the money.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
I love hearing
once
that.
Wrote, yeah, someone once wrote, find your bliss and the money will follow. It's true. Set your bliss, what makes you happy, and the money will follow. I know a friend who drew little tiny clay hula dolls and created hundreds of millions of dollars after the age of 60 years old.
Hmm.
Now, how did she do that? When you ask her, she said, because I knew it. That's what the secret is based on, knowing it, not wondering it. Gee, I wish I could do this, or I sure hope I'll be able to do that. No, no, no. Know it. Set your intention in motion.
You know, Hans, like I remember at one point in one of my careers, I was making quite a bit of money, but yet I never seemed to have any because I wasn't happy with what I was doing.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And yet I've worked in other, you know, arenas where I wasn't making that much, but yet seemed to have just as much as when I was making, you know, way more money.
Right.
But so, yeah, it really is about, you know, how you're feeling about it. And if it is feeling like joy every day, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
So I do believe that, you know, follow your bliss and the money will follow. I do believe that. Yeah.
Well, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. So being in business today, even if you don't have anything, makes no difference. It's what
God,
is
God, isn't that
intention.
Wonderful to hear? I mean,
mm-hmm.
for all the there's more entrepreneurs out there right now than ever before.
Than ever before. You're so
ever.
Right.
And
really
you,
creative
you,
entrepreneurs, you know?
Oh my
really
gosh,
creative
yes.
kids.
Do you think that's because we are craving more freedom within our lives and our spirituality and
I think,
our uniqueness.
I think you put your finger on it. We've relied too much on education to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken the human soul and discredited it with education. I know, girls, that sounds crazy, but we have. We've told people they can't be somebody until they
unless.
Have this education.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not true.
And I
you have to start
it.
At the bottom
yeah.
and work your way up. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. And it's sad because there are a lot of young people who are trying to decide what they want to do at 18 and, you know, going into all this serious debt only to get out and hate that job.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And find out that degree is not what they wanted. I see
right.
when a child graduates from high school, send them traveling.
Oh, I so Let's agree.
Get
I
out
so
in
agree.
The world. Find out who people are. Find out that the United States is just one of the wonderful countries in the
yeah.
world. Not
mm-hmm.
the greatest country. One of the, it's a great nation. But no one nation holds all the keys.
Mm-hmm.
No, never. But there was wonderful life in self-education.
Mm-hmm.
And the most, I just saw a recent article of the top 20 self-made billionaires in the United States. 12 didn't go to high school.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Because they knew they were already enough.
They
right?
already
they,
knew they
yeah,
were enough.
They did. Gosh.
Somewhere, either their parents told them kids or they saw something on a TV station, but something clicked in them that said, I am this. See, we teach if you want it, be it. If you want it, become it. And they just said, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm reminded of the Reverend in Chicago many, 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 many years ago. And she was vacuuming her floor, and she had a little picture of Christ on her wall, and she was waiting for her husband to come home for dinners. He worked at the railroad yard there, south side of Chicago. And she said she heard in her heart, I want you to start me a ministry. She looked at it, and she said, well, I don't know about that. And her husband came home, and she said, Christ told me to start a ministry. He said, so what are you going to do? She says, well, I don't have any money. He said, either did Christ. Okay. Anyway, she wound up with no money, having the largest church in the city of Chicago, 27,000 people a Sunday in three services.
Wow.
The city of Chicago, Southern Pacific Railroad, all donated land. She had nothing to put in the church. Every manufacturer donated. But this is a little tiny lady of color. And when you ask her how she did it, she said, because I knew it. If you want it, be it. And that's what I'm saying to everyone out there today who may be struggling in a business. It's okay. Turn loose of the struggle. Let it be. If you're worried about money, stop. Because what you're saying is, I don't trust that my God loves me. And I don't trust that the universe is going to show up for me.
I'm only making that because Deborah and I just talked about that today. And, you know, creating a big project like we have with the show, you do run up against some of your own things where you wonder, and sometimes doubt wants to try to creep in. And we remind each other that we are totally being supported, and that,
doubt will creep in. It's part of our humanness. You know, I say the greatest destructive force in the universe is human mind chatter.
Well, you know, we were talking before you came on, Hans, about you saying that if you're going to be afraid of anything, be afraid of yourself.
Oh, my God, that's the truth. That's wisdom from God. That's what I was told.
And then you said something, like, you know, if you don't think it's bad, you'll just make something up and make it
right.
Bad.
Right,
well,
make something up.
If you haven't got something to,
if
you haven't got something to fuss about, you'll just make it up. Because it feels good to feel sorry. It feels nice to feel sorry for yourself.
God. And I was laughing because I was kind of doing that a little bit earlier today.
But we've all done it, child. We all do it. Absolutely, we all do it. But what God loves is when you catch yourself doing it.
Yes.
And then you laugh at yourself like you girls are doing. That's the key. You know, cause I said to a group the other day at the university in Los Angeles, I said, how'd you like me to record your mind chatter for just 1 week? Just 1 week. And then sit you down and play it back. I'd have to give you two pitchers of martinis to get through it.
Oh, my God.
You guys are hysterical. Do you really believe what goes through your mind chatter?
Oh.
That's scary. That's scary that you
Isn't
might
that get, scary?
You can, yeah.
And the other side has to listen to it.
And the other side has, yeah. By the way, callers, if you're just joining us now, I mean, literally, Hans was like telling Leonka and I stuff before we even got on the call. I mean, we were already like, you know, we were like, oh, my gosh, it's 7 o'clock. We were so engrossed.
Yeah, we were talking and oh, look at the time.
He was telling us all kind of stuff about us, which is true. It's like, wow. So, you know, speaking of mind chatter, and we all have it, and we all kind of go into that autopilot and that, you know, you get into that spiral, and sometimes it's hard to pull out of it. How, you know, give us some ideas, you know, how can spirit or our guides or angels or how can we use spirit or to pull ourselves out of that negative spiral thinking, that doubtful, you know, that
well,
thinking.
First of all, you have to remember that the mind doesn't tell you any truth. The mind is usually lying to you. It has no facts to say you won't make it. It has no fact to say you're not good enough. It has no fact to say nobody's going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
It has none of those facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's lying to you. So if you sort of take your mind and I even have people who I have get little stuffed animals and talk to them and say, I know you're not telling me the truth. I'm not going to give you power anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get behind me, devil, right now. And people who go to work and try to make it funny, but at the same time catch themselves and watch what they're doing, the mind disenfranchises us from who we are. The mind never tells us how wonderful we are. The mind never tells us, don't worry, everything's going to turn out fine, which, by the way, is true. The mind doesn't do that. The mind's job is to disconnect us from the heart because it wants to stay in control of the outcome. So when you start to use spiritual principles, when you start to go into your heart, your heart's mind, and make decisions out of your spirituality, it is a direct threat to the mind chatter, and it will do everything humanly possible to shut it down. But you are greater and stronger than the mind chatter. That's what most people don't know.
Wow. Wow.
It's, you know, it's interesting when you really sit down and ask yourself this one question. Whenever a negative thought comes into your head, do you ever turn to it and ask it, is this actually true? Is what my mind telling me true? Or is it coming from a place of fear and unknown, pretending to be truth?
Oh, that's good, Hans.
Because the mind doesn't know. It makes it up. It just makes it up.
Do you think that we come in that way with some negative, or do you think it's just negative programming?
No. We come in with some specific lessons we choose to learn, absolutely. But it's through negative programming. And it starts in the womb because the fetus can hear the vibration of good and bad. It can feel it.
Wow.
So if a mother's in joy, and let's say the mother has a partner, and that partner's in joy, the child will be born in joy. However, if the mother smokes or the partner smokes, there's discourse in the house, the child will grow up afraid, not feeling safe, not feeling secure. And so what I recommend that parents do is talk to the child in the womb, as many people as possible, talk to the child in the womb, put your hand on the, as if you would treat a little kitty or a little puppy. Talk to the child. Give it a sense of its own importance, its own divinity, and how glad it's here, that it's coming into the world, how happy you are. And you want to infuse the child with love from the beginning. And then one day, when the child's somewhere around 5 and 6, do some video recordings of the child. One of them you want to do is have the child draw you a picture of where they came from. Now, I've been doing this for almost 50 years now. And there's one consistent thing that happens with almost all children. When you ask them to draw where they came from, they will have people with halos. We don't know why. Of course, I know why. You know, because it's where they came from. But it's always like sunrises, and it's always like trees and flowers and people holding hands, which is where they came from. And then I think people should record their children and say, can you tell me where you came from? Let the child explain it to you. Then can you say, can you ask me who you are? And they'll tell you. And then when they're about 13 to 15 and you play this back to your child, you'll see your child become this big puddle of mush as they witness who they actually are. But that's where they came from. They can see themselves, the beginnings of themselves in human life. It's really quite wonderful.
That is really astonishing. Wow.
You know, I really do believe, you know, younger children are, you know, they're just closer. And I mean, you know, this is called Reveal. So Leonca and I reveal stuff about ourselves on this show. And, you know, and I remember when my child was he had turned 12 years old, and he had a very spiritual experience where my mother's been passed for 40 years now, and he had never met her, but he actually had this vision of her. And I got so scared from it, you know, because we don't know what to do with that when our children do have spiritual experiences. And I'm afraid that I shut it down in him, you know.
You may have. You didn't intend to do that. But I do think that we could use this as a learning experience for others by saying, what I say to parents is when they say that they are talking with someone or they've seen someone on the other side, I always say, ask them what they said. In other words, engage the probability for the child. Well, what did they say? I said, well, I don't know that I could see lips moving, but I had this sense of this question. Well, that's how they communicate. Mm-hmm. And but encouraging your children, because most of their, quote, imaginary friends are actually real.
Right.
You know, for decades we sent children and adults to psychiatrists because they saw people and heard noises. Now the psychiatrists send the people to see me. That's how far we've changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we now mm-hmm. know that there's something else going on. We
mm-hmm.
know that children aren't born liars. We know this as a fact, a scientific fact. They only can repeat what they see and what they know from their own personal experience, but they don't lie. That's mm-hmm. brought to them through fear and doubt in their lives.
Right. Well, you know, people, we throw the word spirituality around a lot these days, but, you know, what do you think that it really means now?
Well, unfortunately for so many people, they confuse spirituality with religion, and they're two entirely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two entirely different things entirely. Religion sticks to a particular belief system's dogma about what you should do, have to do, and we have sin and virtue and punishment and all. No. Spirituality is about a quiet understanding that in yourself is a part of all there is. In yourself, you are directly connected to a source of love, a source of acceptance, a source of understanding. That you are never alone, ever. That you are surrounded in love. The Bible is very clear with this. It says, and God will send his angels to take charge over thee. Very clear. And all great, great thinking has always said there is a source. We happen to believe that love is that source through a God force of some kind. Spirit or the angels, the people who guide us, who I like to say we have God, we have masters, we have guides, we have helpers, and we have friends on the other side. And different people do different things to help us through. We're not here by accident, of course. We're here by design. Nobody ever makes us come here.
So you know, in talking about this, you know, spirituality and the new economy and with money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can we access, you know, our assistance on the other side to help us in business? I mean, into the right. I mean, maybe we're going in this direction and we're supposed to go in that direction. I mean, how do we access that, Hans?
I always say, it is. One of the things I teach people is to say to Spirit, I am now available for the experience of creating my own business.
Say that again, Hans. I am now available.
I am now available to create my own business, to be part of my own creation. But here's the key. Then tell them what you would like the experience of. Whether it's to be a hygienist or to be a property builder, building, and then say, please present me with the doors that I might discover where I want to be. But here again is how I want to feel in my new endeavor. It's very important that you be sure to tell Spirit how you want to feel in the beginning and through your business. Because just like you said earlier, when you said, Deborah, that so many kids are graduating and find out that's not what they wanted after all.
Right.
When if they had followed their heart about how they wanted to feel, they'd have never opened that other door.
Right.
Okay. So, again, saying to Spirit, I am now available to, you can word it any way you want, to begin to create the business of my own. I am now making myself available for that certain business of my own. This is what I would like the experience of. Then tell them how you would like it to look. And then say, this is how I want to feel. This is what, you know, this is would be perfect for me, feeling this way, to my highest good always. I mean, and then present me with doors that I might discover. Because spirit will never tell you what to do. It's a misnomer. They never tell you what to do. That would take one of the fundamental laws of life, which is free will, away from you. It'd be so much easier, though, wouldn't it? Here, do this. Here, make a right over here.
Well, you know, I think that's what we look for. But you just said something, and, you know, it just gave me chills. I mean, just saying that feels so powerful, saying, I'm now available. I'll let this mind chatter, you know, move out of the way and make myself available. I mean, that is
that's
so
right.
Powerful. Yeah.
Because that's what they're looking for. Remember what we were talking about earlier? They look for the intention behind the thing that wants to be done. They're looking to see why you want it done. Is it to make you feel better about yourself? Or is it because you've chosen that experience to just participate in it, just to go with the flow of it? I had a lady come in some years ago and said to me, you know, I want to be an actress. I said, well, you probably won't be. And she got very angry with me. She said, I thought you were this loving. I said, I am a loving man. She said, you just told me I wouldn't be an actress. I said, no, you did. You asked me, would I ever be an actress? Which says,
oh,
I am
point.
Not an actress. I
right.
am not an actress. You're adding a negative energy to a positive thought. She's world famous
oh,
today.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know
wow.
who she is. Okay. Okay.
Wow. I love
so
that.
So if you want it, be it. It's the key.
Be it.
Okay.
Oh,
watch
my goodness.
The fine chatter. So if you listen to everything we've said today, you will see a connection through all of it. And the connection is love. And if you want to be afraid of anything in this world, be afraid of who you are. Because you're drowning your possibilities in fear. And there's no reason for it all.
Mm-hmm.
God, you know, at the end of every radio show, kids, I say, and remember always that God does not love anyone more in this world than you. And when I said that to a group, the very first time I did it, it was about 1,600 people in the audience, you could just see tears coming down the people's faces. Mm-hmm. They had no concept of that. And I said, if you find, you know, if you begin to think that God loves someone else more than you, you should probably fire that God because it's not working for you very well. God is. You are. And you are perfect in God's eyes.
So, you know, Hans, a lot of people, you know, at this point in time are, you know, we call it the dark night of the soul, or we feel like we're in a void, or sometimes we feel like, God, where are you? You know, I mean, I know I've even said that before. I felt alone, and I mean, I know that I really wasn't. But I mean, sometimes we get into those places and we feel like that.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
How do we reconnect? Or what
Remember,
makes us go there?
All appearance of loss, almost all appearance of sadness, comes from lost expectations. You see, a relationship, lost expectation, a job, lost expectation, a house, lost expectation.
Wow.
And if we stop in the moment and we say, okay, this hurts, and you can say to Spirit, I need you to hear me, this really, really hurts. But I remember also that this is my humanness going through this, not who I am. This is my humanness, not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell the story real quick that when my father was dying of cancer, and they told him that he'd be dead in 3 months, and I took him to every hospital I could, and they all said, about 3 to 4 months, you need to go home and take care of your business. And one day he said to the doctor in Miami, he said, I thank you for your opinion, sir, but I'm going to go back to... spend some time with my son in Mexico, and we'll see what happens. And he said, my plan is to live another 5 years. And I said to him, Mr. King, that is not possible. You're in denial, one of the stages of denial. He said, no, sir. He said, I don't deny I have cancer, but it came to visit my body, not who I am. Therefore, I am not dying of cancer. And he lived another 5 years to the month.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when all of these problems, the appearance of these problems come to visit you, remember, they're not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe, you will get through this. The other day, I'm having a lunch at Denny's, as a matter of fact. And this very, very, very poorly dressed man comes in and he just says, may I use the restroom, please? And I looked over at the manager because I know him. He said, certainly. And the man comes back, and as he's walking up, I motioned him over. I said, did you eat today, sir? He said, sir, I haven't eaten in 2 days. And I gave him some money. And I said, order anything on the menu. It's on me. And he said, walking this morning when I woke up, I said, please, God, just let me eat today. So you can make a difference not only in your life, but you can make a difference in other people's lives. And that's been the joy of my work, is to see when the joy when people begin to look past their mind chatter. All I'm trying to do is help people get out of their way and get over themselves.
That really is it. That is it, isn't it, Hans? I mean,
yeah.
Our minds will just, you know, can stop us in our tracks, you know. It can make us be so afraid we can't move.
Oh, absolutely.
And tell us we can't do this and, you know, we won't create the business or the relationship or, you know. It's almost as if we hold ourselves back from all these desires and
that's
then
exactly what I'm
wonder
talking
why.
About, Angel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The mind chatter talks us out of being who we are.
Yeah.
Always.
Boo.
Okay. And
but,
it is correct. It is correct. But we will find excuses for it.
Right.
You heard me say a while back that, you know, we said earlier in the show, I said, you guys are so silly that if you don't have something to worry about, you'll make it up just to have something to worry about.
We figured that one out, yep.
Well, sometimes it's fun. But if you do it and know you're doing it just to have fun, that's one thing. But when you become a victim of your own mind chatter,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you've lost the value of being alive.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what do you think? I mean, tell our listeners, I mean, what would be, and then we've got some hands raised, so I promise you we're going to get to your questions. I know people are really wanting to talk to you, Hans. But, you know, what would you say, how are some specific ways that we can work with our guides or the people that are on the other side supporting what we're doing
well,
here?
Well, for one thing, you can get this package that we have here.
Well, yeah, amen to that.
Hello, and folks, we didn't rehearse that, okay?
No, we
but
didn't.
But no, I'm sitting here looking at it, and I thought, oh, special offer, intensive spiritual development, finding yourself in your, okay. And I think, oh, okay, yeah, the intensive spiritual development class is in this thing, and it teaches you how to negate and work with your mind chatter to bring you into a positive space. So, boom, it's right in here. But one of the ways that you start to do it is when the difficult mind chatter starts, turn to it and say no.
Mm-hmm.
That was then, this is now, I give you no more power. I do not
mm-hmm.
have a home. Remember, pain and fear and doubt can only live in the house you build. And if you don't have a house built in yourself for it to come to, it will pass you by. Because fear and doubt and guilt and shame and all that stuff is of human consciousness, not of spiritual awareness. So when you open the door to let the dark in, the dark will think that it's at home.
Wow.
But you can't shine the dark and the light, kids, can you?
Mm-mm.
The light will always prevail.
Prevail.
So
mm-hmm.
Tell the mind chatter you give it no more power. I think that's the key. And hold to it. It takes about 2.5 weeks for most people.
What do you think about, you know, when things, you know, when people really do things that are, you know, like, you know, abusive or aggressive or hurtful,
and they
or
do it.
Even
yeah.
murder and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how does spirit view that?
Well,
I mean,
spirit cries. Spirit cries. They do everything in their power to stop these things from happening. But they do happen. There are accidents. But it's all man-made. It's all human mind chatter. All of it is human consciousness. Human mind chatter, which is why I work so hard with people on mind chatter. But if something bad, and it's happened to me, if something bad happens to you, always remember you did not deserve it. God is not punishing you. You were at the other end of somebody else's rage. And it does happen. But becoming a victim of it is the worst thing you can do. And even sometimes you'll think, well, there's no lesson in this for me. But there is. Letting go of it, knowing that you didn't deserve it. And that it happened, but God is your source. You'll come through this and you'll come out the other side.
You know, when people are in places like we've been talking about, and you know, maybe in financial situations that are challenging, and they you know, maybe they've gone through a divorce and they have all this anger or resentment towards a spouse. I mean, how do you teach people to forgive in really extreme circumstances, or if someone, you know, has hurt someone you love, or
it's very tough. It's very tough. I hear you. But remember, they themselves are makers of themselves. Now, hold on here. We choose people to be with who we know in the beginning may not be perfect, but we choose them anyway. I have said to a wife so many times, didn't you see this behavior in the beginning? And they almost always say yes. But one of the problems that people have, and maybe on another show we can get to this, too many people are marrying old soulmate friends as opposed to old soulmate lovers. And there is a huge, huge difference between those two things. In the beginning, they tend to look the same. Which is why I recommend that you not get in lust with this person. You don't get in bed with this person. When someone comes into your life, go have a coffee. Go for a walk. Go sit on the beach. Spend a little time to get to know that person. And there is an automatic flow that comes from a soulmate lover as opposed to a soulmate friend. But we can talk about this later. But when we marry soulmate friends, there's an expectation of too much from the relationship that can't be met. People say, he doesn't understand me. It's like sleeping with my sister. I mean, I hear it all.
Yeah.
So, but that's for another time.
Yeah.
Right. Will you cover that in the courses
that
you offer?
Yes, I think we are, because we're talking about finding yourself and your soulmate. Yes.
Very nice.
What's underneath?
I'm gonna be listening to that. I want to make sure that. See, here's the thing. Leonka's married, but I'm single, so I want to be looking for this soulmate lover.
Doesn't mean anything different.
Now, hold on, young woman. Are you single because you want to?
I think so. Right.
Welcome
now.
Welcome to the reveal.
Well, then learn the value of. And learn the value of the best relationship you can have, and that's the one with yourself.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Remember, you got to have someone to give someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
it's
I,
like
I,
that.
Just
old...
a real quickie, and I won't elaborate on it, but there is somebody. I see a pair of shoes walking your way. Okay, so don't get too much into where are they? They're on the way.
Oh, well, that's nice to know. Thank you, Hans. Thank you, Hans.
And stop listening to that mind chatter of yours.
Okay. All right. Well, I know callers are just absolutely dying to talk to you. We have so many hands raised. So, Leonka, do you want to take a question off the chat, or you want to take a live caller? I'm going to let you
see where we are, because I keep clicking around when I go to tweets. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, let's try it. Let's go ahead and take a live caller. Caller, I'm going to go and go with who I saw first. So, caller ending in 1976, you're about to be unmuted.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Awesome. Great. And Hans, thank you. A year ago, you told me my life was changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it did beautifully. And I could almost cry in thanking you so much.
Thank you very much, sweetheart.
Well, believe me, I've thought to call you for about a reading. But anyway, could you just tell me, do you see a heart soulmate coming into my life?
Well, I was talking to the young lady who's running the show. Okay.
Right.
Okay. For you, you have a, don't get crabby with me, but you have a little bit more of a ways to go. Not much. I'm not talking years or decades. But
okay. There's
a little bit more of a way. But I see two people, dear. And
mm-hmm.
one is going to come in and sort of reopen the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person's going to leave all of a sudden. And then within a little while after that, and not much time at all, there's another person coming into your life. So you will be given an offer of commitment from someone you would wish to be committed to. That will occur, okay?
I do know that is true.
Then why are you worrying so much about it?
Well, no, because I just trust your guidance.
Okay, well, don't worry, baby. Don't worry about it is what I'm trying to say. Believe. This is an opportunity to show God and to show Spirit that you believe. Say, I know the right person is coming into my life, and I ready myself for that. Okay?
Well, just God bless you so much, Hans.
Well, God bless you, baby girl. Take care.
Thank you so much. Would this be a time, too, when we're looking for a soulmate, or would that be a time, too, to say, God, I'm available for that?
Yes, it would be.
That, yeah.
You see, here's the thing. That's a very good question, Angel, because the mind will say it. The mind will put it out there beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart chakra has a room called trust in it. And unless that is cleaned out. Here, to give you an example, in a Broadway show that I like very much, A Little Night Music, the gentleman says to the lady, I'm sorry to have put myself out there to be rescued when I had no intentions of being saved.
Oh, wow.
You guys get what I'm saying to you? So the mind will put it out there that I want a relationship, but if you don't clean out the space of trust in your heart, it has no place to go.
I love that. It's like, yeah, it feels like, you know, sometimes for a lot of us, we may have, you know, a, just kind of a dirty trust closet in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. You know, I like to say it's like walking around claiming I want a relationship with a no vacancy sign on your forehead.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and there's many of us out there right now that
yeah,
say that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, we want one, but you know, where are they? Or all the good ones are taken or blah blah blah.
Which
you
is
know, we
not
say
true.
All these things.
Which is not true.
Right. I agree.
I had a lady friend of mine the other day said, are all the good looking men gay? And I said, probably not. There are many regular-looking folk. I mean, you know, we have this perception that
right.
either they're all taken, or they're all gay, or we're too ugly. No one's ever going to see us. We're too old. We have too many lines and wrinkles. And who'd ever want me anyway? That's what
instead
we say to ourselves.
Instead of saying, God, I'm available for real love. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a catch. And the best me I ever knew.
Leonka, help me remember that. I'm going to start saying that. I'm a catch.
George,
sure, you know you
sweetheart,
are.
That is the truth. It's like when we're moaning and groaning about our finances. Now, there's an estimated 7 billion people on the planet. 5 billion of those people would trade places with your discrepancies and your lack in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, they would trade their problems for yours. You're so lucky to be on the call today. People are so lucky to have options.
Yes.
And God loves no one more than each one of them.
Absolutely.
You
are you ready
caller?
To take another caller? Huh?
Sure.
Is that okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, ending in 2371.
2371. You're up.
Hi, my name is Carmen. My name is Carmen. Thank you for taking my call. My husband of 53 years died a month ago. I'm hoping you can tell me if he's happy, and at peace on the higher level.
Carmen, your husband arrived home safe. He's all right. He had no difficulty in arriving. He did not suffer any what we call trauma to the soul problems. And he actually, Carmen, is still in your house to some degree. And he is trying to get a hold of you. Have you seen him in the dream time yet?
I keep thinking of him day and night.
Okay, whenever you think about him, that means he's next to you. Okay? Carmen, I want you to get a little book called Sunrise. And the author's name is Grace Cook. Now, that's from her White Eagle series. If you haven't written this down, just go to my website and you'll find it in preferred reading material. Okay? It's called Sunrise. And it will help to explain to you what the process is going on for your husband over there and what the process is here. Remember that love stays the same. You don't love your husband less because he's not here. You see? So that stays the same. It takes about a year to a year and a half before you really begin to get more hits on him. But he is trying to say hello and to be remembered to you. He loves you very much, dear.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, 53 is a blessing with him. I was really sad thinking maybe he couldn't remember me.
No, honey, that will never happen. Never, ever happen. No. He will wait for you, and he will be there for you, and he will come in and get you with your parents and the people who love you when it's time for you to leave the planet. But you have more to do here. You can't leave now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carmen.
Bye-bye. I was hearing what he, you know, I was hearing when he died, you know, and I am all confused still, you know, thinking about all these years, and he's not here with me anymore.
You'll be fine, Carmen. He will get you through.
Yeah.
Just believe.
Yeah.
Read the book and he will get you through. I'll put you on my prayer list today. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Wow. You know, it is, you know, when we lose loved ones, you know, I have someone in my family right now that's very critically ill, and it does bring up a lot of fear, you know.
Yes,
and how can we, when we know someone around us is very ill or maybe passing, how might we support them when we know that they're in fear too, Hans? What would you say?
I would let them know in the best way that you can that the transition is the beginning, not the end of anything. It is the beginning. We were born in from that space in the universe, and we return home to that space. This is the illusion.
Right.
Spirit is the reality. And helping them to understand. Now, she sounded like she could be a lady. No, let's take that.
Yes.
I don't know what religion your particular family member might be. I was still with Carmen. But I would go and let them know that their worst fears are only their mind chatter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lost my partner of 47 years. And people say, well, how did you do that? I said, because I talked to them every day and said, I'll see you on the other side. Here's what I want you to do for me while you're over there before me. This is what I want to see you do. You know, stay in touch with me. Tuck me in at night. Mm-hmm. Remind me how much you love me. And that's exactly what has happened. That's exactly what has happened.
That is beautiful. And you know, when you said to the caller, you know, he arrived home safely. I mean, I just got chills because we forget. Yeah, we're going back home. We forget.
That's right.
That.
We're going home. It isn't a new adventure. We just went on a very long vacation.
We're all just here kind of temporarily, right?
No one gets to keep this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's how I would approach it, is letting them know that they're going home, that you will see them again because you're coming, and say, you know, put a hand in for me whenever you can.
Great. Do you want to take another caller, Hans, or had you rather
I think one more will be fine.
Okay. You know, and I want to say one more thing, guys. We have a very special package that Hans put together for the show, and it is there a special offer, and if you sign up today, you will be on the live stream. So you'll be live stream with Hans this Saturday. You know, those who may be listening on replay, today is 4:16, so it would be this Saturday that you would catch the next live show. So, and it's three hours that day. Is that correct, Hans?
That's correct.
That you'll be on the online. So I just wanted to let people know that if you want to dive deeper in this and get more immersed, there is a way, and we have that up for you guys. So the next caller we will take is going to be, let me see how this is going to work. This is actually on the Skype.
I don't think Skype will work.
I'm not going to do it then. So it's 5969, and Skype, we will figure you out next time for when you join us again. So caller ending in 5969, I'm going to unmute you.
Hello?
Hi, who's on the line?
Hi. My name is Connie. Hi, Hans. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I got to tell you right off the bat, I wrote this down. I knew you were going to take my call. This is so awesome.
Good for you, girl. How can I help you?
Okay, I wrote this down so I wouldn't get too nervous. We're talking about spirituality in the now. I just recently, very recently, quit a short-term, high-paying job as it was, I felt, sucking the life, sucking the spirit out of me. Mm-hmm. Hans, I followed you and Alfred for the last couple of years. I've got your programs, intuitive development, enough lessons already, mm-hmm. and you're enough. And I really take it to heart, and I'm really feeling that this is meant to be. I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm in some kind of transition. But as you can guess, my mind chatter is going absolutely bonkers, and we fight every single day. So I'm just wondering if there's any message from me, from Spirit.
Yeah. Well, you have a little five-month cycle here, very short cycle. It's good news for you. And in that time, they're going to be, I'm going to call you, dusting you off, okay, helping to get you ready for the new beginning, which will occur as we get into the fall of this year. Your life as you've known it is going to change rather dramatically. The key right now, Angel, that you have to do, and you've heard me talk about it in my work, you have to make that list of what you don't want anymore. And that includes the list of what you don't want to put energy into. Just picture yourself in school. Picture the teacher erasing the chalkboard. Remember how we got so nervous because we hadn't written everything down? Well, that's what Spirit is doing, is erasing your chalkboard. And then they're going to give you some brand new chalks. So this year, all that will happen. So you're going to have a busy time going forward. I have to reassure you about one thing. In your Dharma, it does not speak to you being a bag lady. Okay? You will not be a bag lady. Get that out of your consciousness right now, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And you must begin to write your book, child.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Well, don't make me have to be the one that reminds you. You let your heart remind you, and now get on with it. I don't think you need to worry about what you sit down to say, because I don't think anything will come from that. But I think the book is already written. I think all you need to do is sit down and allow it to flow through you. So it's not so much a matter of what you have to say as it is what you and Spirit have agreed to say, and let it flow through, okay? So the next 5 months for you, good news.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. I'm going to continue listening to you. You've made such a huge difference in my life. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Connie.
Thank you very much, Connie.
Wow. You know, people, I know, as
I mean,
I've
what
been
do you
calling,
do when people say, you know, I don't know how to respond when people say lovely things like that. I still struggle with that. You know, because you don't think you're doing it from the ego. You hope you're not doing it from the ego. And this is the great joy I have is when I see people's lives change because they engaged in the change.
Well, and you know, I've followed you for years, and I, you know, even, you know, I've listened, and, you know, things have I thought they were sinking in, and then it would be days later, and then it would be like a total aha. So I think this is a really good time. Lianca, do you want to walk through his package a little bit? It's really pretty incredible. And this would give our, you know, if you feel aligned, if you are on the webcast, you can go to the special offer button and actually see what Hans is offering us. And this is an incredible, you know, price for the amount of time he's giving in this class. Because like Lianca said, just Saturday alone is a three-hour class. And then you're
also
getting...
Yeah, but also, sweetheart, let me break you just for a second there. It's true, this weekend is a three-hour, but they also, because they bought into the whole package of that, they get 6 hours additional that have already been recorded.
That's
so they're actually getting 9 hours on that class.
Wow.
Nine hours.
Wow, thank you for that. That is really
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's
no, absolutely. And I mean, this is such a gift. And, you know, listeners, I mean, for especially a lot of you have already been following him, and, you know, as I have for years, and know, you know, the power of what he says. But I mean, this is a time, you know, he teaches this all over the world, how to really reconnect in. And, you know, find your own connection, you know. And you love doing that too, Hans, don't you? I mean, you really love it.
Oh, my goodness, I don't know what I would do. I'm 72 years old, and I can't imagine anything I'd rather do.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, I'm an old guy. But I think I'm about 42. And that's how I live my life, you know. My dad lived into his 80s, and he says, is 80 about? I don't understand that.
Well, I haven't met him in
really
person, but your picture is fabulous, and you look 40 in the picture,
and,
I can tell you.
Well,
that.
It wasn't taken all that long ago. I think I have a dear friend of mine who says that old age belongs to somebody else. She has no idea what that's supposed to be about, and she's 102.
Wow.
You know, so this is a terrific package, kids, because what it does is it gives us an opportunity to open up a whole new set of ideas. We have the intensive spiritual development, finding yourself and your soulmate. I mean, those are huge. We have classes one through number one and number two. We're going to teach you the difference between soulmate friends, soulmate lovers, and how to avoid the danger traps in relationships, and how to make certain that you don't suffer heartbreak. It's just a whole bunch of stuff in that one alone in class three,
right?
Which we're going to be working on this weekend, is fear, conquering the inner demon.
Oh,
experiencing the humanness of fear and the spiritual truth of trust, faith, and belief. Touching the essence of who you are and removing the illusions that bind you. That's mind chatter again. Allowing spirit to present you with possibilities. Huge thing. Creating intentions for your dreams to enter your existence. We've just talked about a little bit of this today. And to top it off, we added a little special bonus gift, which is a wonderful series we did called Getting Out of Your Way.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. And I actually have listened to that. I have that program, and it's wonderful. I can attest to that.
And
so,
I want to also let callers know that it does say there's not a refund, but that's not true. I'm going to change the text there.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I don't do that.
Yeah. We want you to be, you know, happy with what you choose. And, you know, when you choose Hans, I mean, you're really not going to go wrong, but, you know, we definitely want you to feel comfortable with anything that you do with us. So, you know, just know that this is a really beautiful gift that he is putting out there to the world. And I can't even express how much I've already gotten from just talking with him before the call and right now. I want to know what's the difference between a soul relationship or a friendship. So it's really, really interesting stuff, and I think it's going to go way deeper than anything that we could ever come. It is going to go way deeper than anything that we could have covered here today. So just check it out, guys.
Absolutely. Well, Hans, could we take maybe one more question before we let you go, maybe off the chat?
Oh, yeah, what am I going to do, say no? Of course. Go
no.
Be up against you two kids. No, thank you.
Listen, here's my goal. I love you so much. I want to keep you on as long as I possibly can. So
sure. So, one more, and then I probably have to go.
Okay.
No
one
problem.
More. Okay. Well, pick us out a question on chat. Maybe one that, you know, could maybe be for the group, Lianca, or
okay.
one that you feel
okay.
drawn to.
Sorry. Okay. My father has passed over. His name is Harold. Sometimes I feel he may be helping me with money. He was never in debt, and I would always seem to have it.
I didn't hear the last part of the...
He was never in debt, but I always seem to have it.
Okay. Your father will act as a guidance for you. He will be there for you. She's talking about debt? Is that what she's talking about?
Mm-hmm. His father passed over. His name is Harold. Sometimes
right,
I feel like
that.
He's helping me with money. He was never in debt, but I always seem to be in debt. It's basically what she's saying.
Well, your father was in debt because he knew he didn't deserve to be in debt. You're in debt, sweetie, because you don't love yourself enough, and you may want to work on that. But I want you to say to Spirit, I have done all I can do with this debt issue. Please take this and do that which is best for me to my highest good. But then you have to remember to stop spending money you do not have. And sometimes that's very hard. Because a lot of us spend money because it validates who we are. Okay. I will tell you now, you'll be out of debt within 3 years if you follow the program that I'm giving you, and that is refuse to spend more than you have. Okay? I'll work with you on this, and I'll help you get this behind you.
Beautiful. Beautiful question. And I think there's so many people right now that have that, you know, feeling or they feel behind or they are in debt,
right.
And you know, it's another way that we devalue ourselves and make ourselves
yes.
feel bad.
Yes, it truly is,
mm-hmm.
And we've all been there. We all were taught that I was shocked today. I was looking at the financial channel, and they were talking about the fact that 35% of the young people, the millennials, don't have any credit cards. And they don't want them.
Wow.
They don't need them. They don't want them. And I was listening to these people going crazy, the pundits saying, oh, but they have to have a credit card. How will they ever gain credit? How are they ever going to get a house? So we're in the cycle of let's have you charge what you can't pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I have one or two good credit cards in case of an emergency and use your debit cards. Never
right.
spend more than you have.
Right.
I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way.
Well, that's a lesson I think out there for many of us.
Yes.
Well, Hans, we just love you so much. Will you come back and play with us again, please?
Anytime.
Thank you. Big kisses.
How can I turn those beautiful faces down?
Thank you.
Girls,
well,
it's been an honor and it's been a joy for you to share your wonderful audience with me. I hope that we were a little help to everyone. And again, I would like to remind them that God loves them so.
Oh, thank you so much. And everyone, please check out Hans's gift for us tonight. It is a very generous offer, and I don't think anyone would be sorry after they take a look at everything he's offering. So thank you again. Everyone
thank you, Hans.
We love you so much, and thank you for what you're doing for so many people in the world. And Lianca, do we have any housekeeping before we close?
Just remember, you can hear Hans's replay at reveal.lianca.com/live, and we also have a way to hear any replays via your mobile devices. So just simply click on the button that says mobile devices. If you haven't been able to listen via your iPhone or anything like that before, we have opened that up for you guys. So very exciting. Thank you, guys. Have a very good night.
Thanks. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night.